Here is Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne.
Laurie, in my over 30 years of experience, I found there's 9 common mistakes many retirees make with their finances. And probably the number one issue is investing as though you're still working. People don't understand that retirement was a fundamental change in their lifestyle, and they've got to change their investment philosophy to conservation and preservation at retirement. Another mistake is thinking that your CPA is a tax planner. Not all CPAs are tax planners. And like, they don't know how to coordinate with a financial advisor to make sure they're minimizing their taxes on their investments for the rest of their life. Call me, Jim Bird, at Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC, for a free complimentary consultation at 625-1226. Let me show you how to keep your money safe and keep more of your money. 625-1226.
Call Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, 625-1226. Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions expressed in this radio program are those of Jim Bird's and participants and not those of Global Financial Private Capital, LLC. The participants on this program may take forward-looking statements, including but not limited to statements as to future events that involve various risks and uncertainties. Forward-looking statements involve known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors that may cause events or results to differ materially from those that were forecast. Therefore, no forecast should be construed as a guarantee. Investing in securities and annuities involves the risk of principal loss. Prior to making any investment decision, listeners should consult a professional to determine the risk, cost, benefits, and fees associated with the particular investment. Information obtained from a third-party resource is believed to be reliable, but the accuracy cannot be guaranteed. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, with your host, Mr. Jim Bird.
Hello, folks.
And by Zvek and Lindsay, CPAs in Mobile, with your host, Richard Lindsay.
Hello, folks.
Hello, gentlemen. What are we talking about today?
Well, we're going to be talking about bond market some, Laurie, in the month of April, which is traditionally a good month in the stock market. We're going to talk about that. Before I do, I want to plug a couple things. We got some upcoming seminars coming up in April at Ruth Chris and at the Oyster House. And if anybody wants to come, they call in the office and say they heard it on the radio, and I'll let them come. But they better come early, because when the invitations hit the mail, they fill up in about a day and a half.
So they need to go ahead and call now at 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free.
877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
Also, I want to plug the, I'm a Kiwanian, and I'm one of the sponsors of the Taste of the Towns. Thursday, May 1st, over at Five Rivers Spanish Fort. They have silent auction, have many restaurants. You get food, you get to taste different kind of food, things, have entertainment, and that's a big event. And I've got tickets at my office. Anybody wants to come purchase them, they're $25 each. It'll be $30 at the door. Come by the office and get a ticket. It's a wonderful, wonderful event.
It is. Mark and I MC it every year and just have a ball.
Y'all do. You know, Laurie, you see Laurie everywhere, because she's the best radio host we got in the South.
Well, thank you, Jim.
So she's a good lady. Richard, I'm going to go over a couple things, and I'm going to let you have the mic. How about that?
All righty.
I want to talk about, one is the month of April has always traditionally been a big month for the market. Okay, it's always, you know, averaged 20 out of 50 years, it's, you know, April's been good.
Okay.
But, and it's probably going to be good this year. You know, it's going to be up, but only slightly up, because the market is so erratic right now. It's just going up and down, and the government's continuing to ignore the economy and try to control the stock market. And what I mean by that is that what they're doing, Richard, is we get an uptick in the economy, what's going on, you know, they start talking about lowering the buying the bonds that they're buying billions of dollars of in a month.
Yeah.
And the market goes flat. So now they're saying, no, we're yelling and saying that we're going to do it for in the future. We have no plans of lowering it down, all that. Well, everybody knows that they can't keep doing this. They can't keep printing money. And the economy is either going to get better or not get better. You see, and there's little signs here and there that it's getting better.
True.
But so now the government's gone smart. They say, okay, we're no longer going to use the economy or unemployment rate or anything good. We're going to use inflation as our two. You know, when inflation hits a certain point, then we're going to stop buying the bonds and all that. So they just keep switching around.
They're changing their benchmarks, huh?
And that's the government controlling the market, folks. The other issue that, Richard, that you know, that you may not know, I want to talk about, is that the bond market. The bond market's been flat for a long, long time. You know, people, for the 4 years, 2009 through 2013, investors poured $1.4 trillion into the bond mutual funds and bond ETFs. That's a lot more than the $880 billion that flowed in stock funds during that late 90s after the NASDAQ bubble. Okay, it's, you know, it's a massive inventory of bonds right now, and the bonds have been very, very flat. And what people don't understand, Richard, is that the bond market, a little tick in interest rates can make the bond market go crazy. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The problem with the bond bunker theory invest is simple. Bond yields are near record lows, even though after last year's advances, they offer too little return in exchange for all the risk you're taking when you invest in fixed income, inflation risk, credit risk, or currency risk, and more. Worse, because the way the bond math works, even a small increase in rates can crush you in this environment. That's precisely what we saw last year when bond funds suffered their worst year since 1999. The biggest bond fund on the planet, PIMCO, did even worse, turning the most dismal performance in 19 years.
Wow.
See, so what's happening, you know, people were looking for safe havens or money. They knew that the market was in for a downturn, so they thought bond market was safe. Well, the bond market's not, is not what it was. It's flat. So where do investors go, Richard? Where do they go? Well, I have some of the answers. I don't have all the answers, but I have some of the answers.
Okay.
And for the money they want to protect, the money they want to be there for income down the road, safe, guaranteed safe and insured, then annuities is one of the places they've got to look. But not just any annuity. A fixed rate annuity pays too low return. A variable risk annuity is risky and costly.
Right.
So the solution is the hybrid annuities, new hybrid annuities, which allows you to get market returns without market risk at all, no market risk, and gives you a minimum guarantee plus that. That's what's so popular and why my business is so good. Mm-hmm. It also gives you a guaranteed lifetime income you cannot outlive. And now they've added something that I think is vitally important. They've added the home health care doubler to that, which means if you get confined to a nursing home or need home health care, that income doubles. And that is the third threat, most overlooked threat in my clientele that I know of, is that people are not looking at long-term care cost, future cost.
Mm-hmm.
That can devastate a family. Devastate a family.
Yes, it can, really quickly.
This is an amazing product, and you can offer our listeners, you do offer our listeners, a complimentary consultation, a free meeting to go over this and their financial situation and see if it's right for them.
I do, Laurie, and I want to say it right off bat. Not everybody's a candidate. Not everybody needs annuity. I have other investments that are safe and liquid, too. Manage money I use. Life insurance we've mentioned many times on here is a single premium life. But by and far, most of the people come to see me really wanted to hear about the annuities.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to protect this core of income. They want a regular lifetime income coming in. Besides Social Security, that's the only thing we got now that can be safe and guaranteed and insured.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to people need to relook and rethink everything they've heard negative about annuities and come in as millions of people have.
Just call Jim Bird at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. Even if you're listening before or after hours or on the weekend, leave a message, say you heard it on the radio, and you'd like that complimentary consultation.
They'll call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And our CPA, Richard Lindsay, you also offer a phone or in-person consultation if they call and say they heard it on the radio.
That's right, Lori. Our listeners can call 633-4070.
633-4070 for Zivac and Lindsay CPAs.
And folks, we all, what, you know, this is April, and we know how CPAs and all that work in April. I want you to know Richard wore out, but he's still going. I got him over here to do the show, And he's even working on my taxes, you know, and I expect a miracle. But, Richard, what do you got for us today, buddy?
Well, I got a couple of things I wanted to go over with you today. Last February, March, the IRS issued its annual report of what it calls the Dirty Dozen. And the Dirty Dozen are often scams or schemes perpetrated by others to try to relieve you of your money. And the reason the IRS is concerned about them is that they're using either the tax filing season, or they're using the income tax code, or they're using the process of trying to file a tax return, something like that that gets you pulled in and drags you and relieves you of your money. For instance, on the Dirty Dozen, the top ones are identity theft. We've talked about that on the show before. One of the ways that they use identity theft is they simply file a false tax return with your Social Security number.
Wow.
And get a big refund.
Wow.
One of the biggest ones right now is phone scams. There was another watchdog group that issued a press release about phone scams. And basically this is a nationwide deal that's going on, and they call it the largest scam of its kind that they've ever seen. They'll have people will call up an individual, and they'll claim to represent the IRS, and they'll demand immediate payment on some sort of debt that the person is supposed to owe the IRS. And they'll try to get the debt with either a prepaid debit card or a wire transfer.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That makes it hard to get back, obviously. So the Treasury Inspector General said that there have been thousands of victims, and it's been like more than $1 million that's been reported to them, and they've got like 20,000 phone calls that have been reporting this kind of scheme. And basically, they think it's all connected because the reports often talk about the same kind of script. And one of these is like this. Somebody will call up, and sometimes they even know the last four digits of your Social Security number.
Wow.
So that's kind of scary, and that's part of what pulls the victim in, because it's like, well, they got this much information, they must know something. And they'll threaten arrest, they'll threaten deportation, they'll threaten removal of a driver's license, and none of these things the IRS is authorized to do.
Goodness.
Okay, first of all. So sometimes the callers will actually even get abusive in trying to get the money out of somebody, and this is a sign really that's really not the IRS. Okay, if somebody just calls you up out of the blue and they claim to be with the IRS and they threaten you that if you don't pay them immediately, that's really a sign they're not with the IRS. The callers often use common names, and they give badge numbers and so try to perpetrate the fraud, if you will. And sometimes even if they can't get money, they'll follow up with a phone call, and it's supposedly the police department or somebody like that that they're trying to get. Again, they're going to threaten immediate arrest or driver's license or something like that. You know, one of the big things to remember is that the IRS generally doesn't call you up out of the blue. Almost always the first contact is by U.S. mail, okay? It's not by phone call, and it's not by email. So if that's the way you first get contacted, hang up the phone, call the IRS. If you think you might have a debt problem, figure out how to get it paid. But if you don't, just hang up and just don't even talk to these people, because they can be very convincing.
That's like one I got from Nigerian Prince. Said
that's
that,
right.
I won a bunch of money, you know, they wanted it. I just erased it, you know, from an email.
That's exactly what I've done. And I've gotten the same thing that emails purporting to be banks telling me my credit card is going to be frozen if I don't act immediately. And sometimes I don't even have a credit card with this bank. Those are the ones who easy to know this is fake.
Yeah.
But phishing is number three on the IRS's Dirty Dozen. They'll send emails looking for, trying to grab your personal information, your Social Security information, that kind of stuff. You know, the IRS will never take credit card information over the phone.
I didn't know that. That's okay? Good. That's
so
good.
So that's a good thing to know. If they're asking you for credit card information, it ain't the IRS.
Good.
Okay. The IRS will accept credit card payments, but they always process them through a third company. Okay. So
wow.
The IRS never directly handles the credit cards.
Good.
They also number five is preparer fraud, and number four is inflated refunds. And I want to show you something. I'm going to give you a copy of a tax return, Jim.
Okay.
This is a client that was referred to us, okay. and I know our listeners can't see the tax return I've just given you, so. Tell all our listeners whose tax return it is.
Well, the name's blacked out.
The name's blacked out. Of course it is. All the names and all the Social Security numbers are blacked out because I don't have permission to use it, and even if I did, I wouldn't want to. All right? But you can see the individual or the couple here, because it appears to be a joint return because there's two names up top, right?
Uh-huh.
They had $44,000 in wages, and then they had $28,000 loss in business, $20,000 in a pension, and so forth. You know, the biggest thing about this return, Jim?
What?
It's fiction.
Really?
Everything but the wages, just about, is fiction.
Wow.
Turn to the second page, you can see that they got a retirement savings credit. They got an earned income credit. And they weren't available to this couple because they really didn't have the they didn't qualify for it.
Wow.
Let's go back up to this business income. It says $28,700 loss on Schedule C. And if you flip back a couple of pages, I brought you Schedule C, and it says the business was a security business, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we asked the client about this. Did you have a security business? No. Did you give the preparer any information about a security business? No. Wow, this is strange. The preparer apparently created this business for $28,000 loss, and what that does is it drops the gross income and drops the taxable income, and that's what made them eligible for some of these credits that they really weren't eligible for. Look at the income tax that is shown on page two, Jim. How much does this tax return show?
Oh.
Right up close to the top, line 44.
I'm getting there. $448.
$448. Now, this was on $44,000 or almost $45,000 in wages. But because of these other things, they were able to falsely drop this income tax down to $448. My calculation is that it should have been $4,086.
Wow.
Okay. Now, This return is basically false. And look down at bottom line 72 and see how much refund they got.
I see that. $8,056.
$8,056 according to this tax return. We asked the client, did they get this refund of $8,000? No. I only got six. Okay. Well, what happened? Well, it went into the preparer's bank account, and then the preparer issued us a refund of the $6,000. So I don't know how much the preparer actually charged to prepare this return, but it appears they got over $2,000 for it.
Wow.
In fees and compensation of some sort.
Wow.
Okay. Now, one of the things that you have to be concerned about is with this fictitious tax return is, if the IRS discovers this, what's going to happen? Well, he's going to have to pay back this $8,000 that he got or didn't get, right?
Right.
Because that's what the tax return shows. All right. Let's look down at the bottom line by his signature, Jim.
Okay, hold on.
What's his profession?
He's a police officer.
He's a police officer. This is grounds for firing.
Wow.
So not only could he have to pay back this $8,000, he could actually get fired for filing a false tax return, and all because he apparently didn't go over it with a fine-tooth comb, didn't look at it close enough when this prepared it and filed it for him. Because you can see this got this, it's got this year's date on it. This was actually filed last month.
Wow.
In March.
So
wow.
This is a real example.
This is a real example
of a falsified
of a, this year's tax return of
wow.
a falsified tax return. And the only reason we know about it is because the client wanted to get a mortgage. They wanted to go buy a house. And the mortgage lender said, not with this tax return, you're not. And he started looking at it and said, the mortgage lender says, I know enough to look at this and say, this doesn't look right. And he referred the client to us and said, you need to go have them look at it. And so we started looking at it with this information with the client. And it's just patently fiction. There's no way.
So your point is deal with a trusted CPA, a trusted advisor.
Good point, Lori. Thank you.
Such as Richard Lindsay of Zivak & Lindsay, CPA.
A lot of people trying to get the money out there, Laura. A lot of people trying to trick you, fool you, money. It's a desperate society right now.
Well, it is. And you know, these kind of schemes are nothing new. These kinds of schemes have gone on for ages and ages. People figure out a way to scam you, to try to play on your fears and play on your dreams and play on your desires for more money. And sometimes all we have to do to fall victim to some of these scams is just to suspend our belief just a little bit, just to be so happy to get this kind of refund. It's like, wow, they worked a miracle. And, you know, sometimes if it's too good to be true,
it is. Well, I can attest that both of you gentlemen are of utmost character, and that would never happen. You have many, many satisfied clients that would also be glad to be used as a reference for your character and the work that you've done. So we do encourage you to call Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne for a complimentary consultation. His number is 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And for Richard Lindsay, CPA of Zivak & Lindsay, please call for that same complimentary consultation offer.
27-minute free consultation offer. Just call our office at 633-4070.
633-4070. If they'd like to do some more research on you, you both have websites. Safe Harbors is safeharfin.com. Safe, HARFIN.com. And for Richard Lindsay, yours is
CPAMobileAL.com.
CPAMobileAL.com.
And Richard and I both been around since Lee was a cadet, which means we, which means we're old. No, Richard's not that old, but I am.
Well, I'm dragging just a little bit behind you, but not too far.
But we've been around a while, and we, you know, Richard just sent me a lot of business. When somebody has a need, investment need, he'd send it to me. I recognize that they've got tax problems. And of course, they recognize with seminars. When it comes to a seminar, people are signing up. They can sign up to see Richard. You can sign up to see Jim Roberts, attorney,
right.
Or me, or all three, whatever you want to do. A lot of them like to do all three of it.
Yes, and the reason for that is, Jim, I think it's the team that you've been able to put together, the comprehensive approach to financial planning, is a lot better than trying to piecemeal it.
That's it, and just guessing. We're not selling any particular product. We're actually doing comprehensive financial planning. I want the folks to know that, because a lot of pundits out there say, oh, he's selling annuities. Well, I do. If annuity fits a need, I'm not hesitant to sell it, because I think it's a great product. But I do a lot other. I actually do as much in other investments as I do annuities. So people don't understand that. But it's a need thing. When we look at it, I do a fact find, Richard, and I see that they've had tax problems, they've had questions, I say, call Richard Lindsay, and he'll give you a free consultation. If they have legal problems and need a will or trust, which I'm finding really amazing how many people don't even have a simple will out there.
I get a lot of them too, Jim. Part of my intake process is to ask people, do they have a financial advisor, do they have a will, do they have a power of attorney, do they have a health care directive? And I don't know the percentages off the top of my head, but I think it's probably 3/4.
Yeah, it is. And the other big issue, I ask them if they have long-term care insurance, and I can guarantee you not one or two out of 10 has long-term care insurance.
Oh, yeah. I can attest to that based on the tax returns that I prepare. I think the percentages are about there.
And so it's awful. And, folks, we're here to help. We're giving free advice. You not often do you get free advice from people with the kind of experience Richard and Jim and I have, because we're very experienced at what we do. I've been around for 32 years now. I can say it officially. 32 years.
32
That's
years.
Great. And
maybe I'm not as old as you are.
While we're talking about the three-pronged approach, the comprehensive, attorney Jim Roberts also offers a complimentary consultation, and his number is 626-3499, 626-3499. Even if you're listening on the weekend, before or after hours, call and leave a message. Well, these fine gentlemen say you heard it on the radio and you'd like to take advantage of that complimentary consultation.
Well, Jim's a judge, too, municipal judge, so he knows his stuff. Richard's a CPA with 20-some-odd years.
20-some-odd, 23.
So I knew, exactly, 23. So he's not a newbie. And we've all been around, and we know our stuff, and they'll all be at our seminars, upcoming seminars this month. In April, Ruth, Chris, and Oyster House, and they'll be there.
Tell us briefly about your seminars for those that may not have heard.
Well, folks, what I've done is accumulated over 32 years, 9 common mistakes many retirees make with their finances, and we cover those in the seminar. The seminar lasts about an hour, hour and 15 minutes. Richard talks, and he has his part in there. Jim talks, and then I do my seminar, and it's well-received. People say it's very informative. They like it.
It's entertaining, too, and a delicious meal is served complimentary.
And we get a lot of response. We get a great response from our seminars. These last month's seminars were wonderful. And, you know, we're here to help people. If we can't help you, we will tell you, you know, that we really nothing we can do. And that's what we do. And, Richard, this advice you've given us on taxes and stuff right now, and I appreciate you taking off. We know that it's your busiest season, but...
Yeah, I just have to make it up on the weekend, you know. I'll be working late tonight.
He's probably working on my taxes late tonight, you know. I hope so. Negative. Take this off, take this off, take this off.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lori.
You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Zivac and Lindsay CPAs in Mobile. Call 633-4070. 633-4070. And by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Call 625-1226. 625-1226. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy. I'm talking with Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, about the most common mistakes retirees make with their money. Jim?
One is not guaranteeing your basic income needs. You need safe and guaranteed insured money for your income needs, not something that might fluctuate up and down or be gone. You got to make sure your bread and butter money's there, Laura, your income that you need to exist on. Another is not paying enough attention to portfolio cost. You'd be surprised how much hidden cost in a lot of investments today. Call me. I'm Jim Bird. I have over 30 years experience. Let me show you how to keep your money safe and keep more of your money.
Stay tuned for more from Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. Call for a complimentary consultation. 625-1226. 625-1226 for Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. 625-1226. Call now.